Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed day. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, call us at this number, but this number will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. 323-870-3403. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So we thank God once again for another blessed day. And as I wait for my brother to join me tonight, we'll continue on the series about the falling away evil teachings. And wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, you have brought us to this point, to this time that we may assemble together as one in your word. Father, we ask that you will bless the words of our mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth and give it unto your people. Father, we pray tonight that as we plant the seed, that you will water and bring forth the increase. So, Lord, word our mouth for your glory in the name of Jesus. And bless those that are listening to hear, O God, and reveal this truth unto them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. We thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. We thank God once again for what Jesus have done and what he's going to do. And for giving us another opportunity to come before you with the word tonight. Amen. He's truly worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Tonight we are on part 6 concerning the falling away evil teachings. I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing tonight?
God bless you, brother. How you doing? I'm fine. Very good. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, brother, and thank God that once again we have been given another opportunity to give the word of the Lord, to give the information unto the people. Praise be to God, and all glory and honor goes unto his name. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, we are able to put a pounding where the pounding is already hurting the devil in his head. We have the opportunity to keep his headache going. So praise be to God. Tonight, those of you listening, we are on part 6 of the Falling Away Evil Teachings. Tonight, I'm going to let my brother start it off tonight, and then I'm going to come behind him with what I have. So take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless and sanctify the ears, hearts, minds, souls of the people that are listening, Lord Jesus, to this, Lord God, this word of God in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, get them understanding, get them light, get them illumination, oh Lord God.
Yes,
and, oh, Lord God, Hallelujah. Send your angels, Lord God. Hallelujah. To stop the enemy, Lord Jesus. To hinder him, Lord God, from hindering your people, Lord God, from hearing your word. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name, we pray. And I give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've been talking to you about what? About the changes in the church, right? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. How it was changed from without. And we gave you scripture. Hallelujah. We gave you scripture of Paul. Thank you, Jesus. We gave you scripture of Peter, okay, because they was in the midst of persecution, and they was in the midst of betrayal at the same time, okay? And the people, it was people that was planted in the church that infiltrated the church. That means that they came in the church and to plant certain things in the church or to find out what the church was all about, okay? And then their job was to destroy the church. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. So
Amen.
Nero had a plan in mind to destroy the church, okay? Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Because he had done a very terrible thing. He had burnt Rome, okay? He had burnt Rome. He had set Rome on fire. And the people were so angry.
Amen.
They wanted somebody to pay for that. They wanted him to pay for it, and they thought he had done it, right? And he had done it. But he lied, and he told them, he said, no, I didn't do that. The Christians did that.
Yeah.
Blame them. Okay, they did that. And so this evil devil said,
Amen.
Hey, gather all the Christians up, and we're going to do everything we can do to them. We're going to torture them. We're going to burn them. We're going to feed them to the lions. Glory to the Lamb. And we're going to do everything that we want to do to them. We're going to cut them up. We're going to fillet them. We're going to crucify them upside down, right side up, any way we want to do it, okay? We're going to do all kind of things to them. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to wipe out this cult. This Christian cult. So that's what Nero did. He said,
Amen.
I'll do that. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Now, remember I told you about Revelation, the 12th chapter? Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go back there again. Revelation, the 12th
Amen.
Chapter. Thank you, Jesus. The devil don't like Revelations. You know why he don't like Revelations? Because Revelations tell of his final downfall and what's going to happen to
Amen.
Him. And it tells what's going to happen to the devil, that he's going to be put into that bottomless pit. The devil hates
Amen.
That. The devil hates to hear that. Thank you, Jesus. And that he's going to, for a thousand years, he's going to be in that bottomless pit. And then after he come out of there, he's going to be destroyed. I mean, he's not going to be destroyed, but he's going to be put into the lake of fire shortly after, okay? You got Logan, give him a little time, and he going and you know, to do his work that he's set to do, okay? And then, you know, he's going to be judged, finally, okay? He's going to be stripped of all his power. Thank you, Jesus. The devil ain't going to have no more
Amen.
Power. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to be stripped of all, and all this devil is going to be stripped of all their power, and they all going to be in hell. They ain't going to be ruling hell. Now, mind this. The devil is not going to be ruling in hell. The devil is going to be right there along with all the human beings that he seduced, that he tricked, that he got to follow him, okay? He's going to be there with all his fallen angels that fell with him. They're going to be just like him, powerless. Thank you, Jesus. There ain't going to be no power in hell. There is no one that's going to resist the lake of fire. Glory to the Lamb. There's no rulers in the lake of fire. Ain't going to be no devil standing up there persecuting no saints. You know, I mean, persecuting the people. You know, it's going to be, what's going to be? It's going to be the Lord. The Lord going to set an angel over them, over that lake of fire. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. So does that sound like the devil going to be ruling anywhere? He ain't going to be ruling nowhere. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to be powerless. He's going to be on his knees. And you know what he's going to be saying? He's going to be saying, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the word that he can't say now, he's going to be saying in hell. He's going to be calling on the Lord Jesus to save him. Because he's going to feel hell just like you're going to feel hell. And he's going to have his part, but he's going to have a greater part than you got in the lake of fire. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, let's go to Revelation, the 12th chapter. Starting at the first verse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you might say, well, why you keep going to that Revelation 12 chapter? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Just listen.
Amen.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. Now, this is the church. This woman represents the church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Third verse. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 heads and 10 horns, okay, and 7 crowns upon his heads, okay? Now, this represents 2 things. This dragon represents 2 things, okay? It represents the devil, kingdom, and it represents also his worldly kingdom, which was the Roman Empire, and all that appertained thereunto, okay? Everything that belonged to the Roman Empire, that's what it represents, okay? And it also went on to give you a clue about the 7 heads and the 10 horns, what they mean, okay? We're going to talk about that later on, okay? But it gave you an answer about what the 7 horns is and what the 7 crowns is, okay? The 10 horns and the 7 crowns, okay, up on the heads, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we've been saying something, okay, about this church that took the real church's place, okay? Now, this woman up here in the first verse, this is the church. That's the real church. That's the original. That's the one that Jesus Christ set up. Thank you, Jesus. That's the one that still existed before they were stamped, you Jesus, by the Roman pagan power. Glory to the Lamb. Are you with me? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fourth verse. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now, the Lord is putting one more identifying mark on this, up on this, this dragon, okay? His tail drew
Amen.
The third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. What was the stars? The stars was the what was fallen angels, okay? That fell with the devil when he fell, okay? And with his power he seduced them, okay? And they fell with him. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, okay, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. What child? It's talking about to destroy the priesthood authority and the souls of men, okay? Since the devil couldn't destroy the church, okay, and he couldn't stop, make the church not to exist, okay, he had no power to stamp out the church because Jesus Christ had shed the blood, okay. He had already shed the blood, okay. He already set up his church, okay. Now, the only thing the devil could do is physically stamp them out. Spiritually get rid of the church, all he could do is stamp it out, stamp out the physical, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Are you with me? I hope you are.
Amen.
You're listening to this because this depends on your life. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. You better understand the identity of this dragon. Hallelujah. Fifth verse says, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Thank you, Jesus. That is what the devil fears, the kingdom of God ruling on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. And God was going to rule through his church. Thank you, Jesus. Through that man-child, that church, okay? Now, the man-child represents, it represents more than just the priesthood authority, okay? But it the authority to set up Christ's kingdom. It represents the body of Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And it represents something else, okay? Which I shall not say right now, okay? But it represents something else. And she brought forth a man who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. What's the rod of iron? Who knows what the rod of iron is? That's the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What does the word say? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus. And her child was caught up unto God and his throne. So this power of the word, thank you, Jesus, this power that was with the male child, this was taken up, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the authority of the word, hallelujah, it was taken up. Thank you, Jesus. But what was left in the world was still the salvation that men could be saved, okay, if they call upon the name of the Lord. They could still be saved, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because salvation belongs to Jesus Christ. It don't belong to the church, okay? It's not in the church. The church cannot save you, okay?
Amen.
Catholic Church can't save you. Christ the can't save you, okay? Church of God in Christ can't save you. Apostolic Church can't save you. Episcopal churches can't save you. Baptist churches can't save you. It ain't in the baptism. Hallelujah. It ain't in the sprinkling. It ain't in none of those things. It's in Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who saves. If you call upon him, hallelujah, as the scripture has said, you will be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting this? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sixth verse. And a woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that she should feed there 1,260 days. Now that's 1,260 years. Okay? Church.
Amen.
But fled into the wilderness. Okay, that's the 1,260 years that the beast ruled. Okay, Rome ruled the world. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Through that pagan power, through that same spirit, that demonic spirit, it ruled through the demonic power of Satan. Okay, now I already showed you the identity. Hallelujah, of this empire, okay, of Rome and of the devil, okay, that they are the same, okay, because they belong to the same kingdom, because the devil established both of them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the devil established the church that came after, okay? The church that was set up after the true church in the first chapter, the second verse and the first verse, okay, this same church that was broken down, that was destroyed, okay, that was trampled under the foot, that was persecuted to death, hallelujah, it was replaced by an imitation. Thank you, Jesus. Are you following me?
Amen.
Thank you. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place. So this woman, this church, went into the wilderness. That means that she went into a place where she could not produce. Thank you, Jesus. Where the body of Christ, where she was no longer the body of Christ, okay? She wasn't producing, okay? She wasn't a corporate body, okay? She wasn't set up anymore. She was gone. The male child was gone from her, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And so she wandered around in the wilderness, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not having 12 crown of 12 stars, not having the brightness of the gospel of Jesus upon her, okay? Hallelujah. But people still could be saved, okay? They still could call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, okay? And this is what you saw occurring, okay? Hallelujah. At that time, that 1,260-year period, okay? Now, that 1,260-year period also is called, what is it called? Anybody know what it's called? Well, I know ain't nobody going to ask me. it's called a time of darkness, okay? Thank you, Jesus. A time when Satan was ruling. You know why Satan could rule? Because men chose Satan. You know the world chose Satan to that's how that's how the church is wiped out? Because men chose Satan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these are prophecies that the Lord gave us, okay? The seventh verse says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon.
Amen.
And that dragon fought and his angels. So it's telling you right out who it is, okay? Okay? Not only is it the Roman Empire, but it's also the devil and his kingdom.
Amen.
Okay? Now stick with this now, because this ain't going to change, okay? If the devil is ruling the Roman Empire at that time, okay, do you think he took his hands off of the Roman Empire? That the Roman Empire became good just because Constantine stepped up and said, "Oh, I saw a sign in the heavens. I saw a cross."
Yeah.
And it said, "This sign conquer." And do you believe that man was given a right to lead the church? This pagan. Now, to remind you, this is a pagan, and he's unbaptized. In the Lord, spiritually, he has never received the Holy Ghost. He don't know nothing about Christ.
Amen.
This man is leading the church. This man is directing things. Okay, this man is the head. Thank you, Jesus. So if you could look at him as being anything, you could look at him as being like the first pope almost. Okay, why? Because he exercised power upon the church to and took it over. And nobody stood against him and said, no, you can't do that. Because all the authority, the authoritative ones was gone. Thank you, Jesus. The apostles was dead.
Amen.
The bishops was wiped out. The elders was wiped out, okay. The devout women of the Lord, the faithful women of the Lord, the servants of the Lord, handmaiden, they was wiped out. Every their children was wiped out. They wiped out every first part of the church that they could wipe out. They wiped out. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, you better be remembering this because, brother, I'm telling you, you're going to go to one place or another.
Amen.
You're going to go to hell or you're going to go to heaven. Okay? And if you don't hear these words and you don't believe what the Lord said about the devil, if you don't believe what the Lord said about the Catholic Church, okay, and about Rome, okay, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you're going to be lost because you're going to accept her,
amen.
Okay? You're going to be accepting her.
Amen.
Ninth verse says, I'm almost through, okay? And the great red dragon, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Okay? Identify him, okay? That's the identity right there, right? Which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him, okay? And I heard, and Michael, his archangel, did this, okay? Michael and his angels, okay, a war.
Amen.
They came out. So the devil, he had no more place in heaven, okay? He couldn't go up and down in heaven anymore, okay? And I heard a loud voice saying, saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Hallelujah. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ exists in his gospel, okay? Because what did Paul say about the gospel? It said the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, okay? Ain't that what he says in Romans?
Amen. Huh? Amen.
Well, that's why I told you, you could be saved anytime, anywhere, because of the blood of Jesus, because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ did, okay, because he paid the price, okay? It don't have nothing to do with the church. Salvation don't have nothing to do with the church. I get it right. You don't have to do this and that to be saved. Okay, you don't have to learn the catechism to be saved, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be baptized to be saved, okay? And a lot of people have even believed if you get baptized, you're gonna be saved. That ain't how you get saved. You get saved by expressing that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. That he shed his blood for you, that he rose from the dead for you, okay? That's how you get salvation. Believing in the one that died, not believing in the one who preach him. You can't believe in me, okay, brothers and sisters, and be saved. You can't take my right hand of fellowship and be saved. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
You can shake my hands all day long and it ain't gonna accomplish nothing. Because ain't no salvation in my hands. I ain't got no salvation to deliver you. No man has any salvation for you. If they said to you that if you don't belong to my group, you're not saved, they're a liar. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Because salvation only belongs to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Now, that's where I'm going to drop you, brothers. I'll pick it up later, okay? Thank you. I hope that's
Amen.
Not too much information, okay? But I'm trying to give you a little bit at a time. I don't want to put all this on you at one time, okay? It's a lot of information here. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give it back to the hands of my brother. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name. Take it away, brother.
Amen, brother. You know, definitely you're providing the information because, I mean, that's the next one after this series. I'll be speaking somewhat too on the persecution, and you giving them the information ahead, you know, because we have to get them this information. And like you said, you're giving them so much at a time. We know it's very important that you, the listener, get this. And that's why we're doing our best in the Lord to make sure we give this thing gradually and not be in such of a rush, you know, in rushing you with it. Praise be to God. I thank God for his word. I want to go to Matthew chapter 15. And we, as my brother said, we have been telling you about the falling away of the church. My brother has been letting you know the things that they had, the people had suffered, which is, and what my brother's telling you is another thing that, you know, we'll get more into, is the third thing that contributed to the falling away, which was the persecution. And, you know, we don't in the body of Christ like to talk about that as a whole. We'll talk about our brothers and sisters in other countries now being persecuted, but we don't talk about it in general, where that the whole body is looking at facing this thing, okay? Because we got to understand God is not a partial God. He's not a respecter of persons, and he's not going to permit, you know, part of the people to be head cut off and beaten for the gospel, and the other part living on the beach in the sand and bathing in the sun. So keep that in mind. Amen. I want to go to Matthew chapter 15. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to look at starting at verse 3. And like I said, we've been also letting you know that one of the contributing factors that there were evil teachings that infiltrated the church. Yes. And you would think, as I've been reading some of them off to you, some of you would say, oh, well, you know, you said it started in the second and third and fourth century. Oh, Brother Nate, it's over with. It's gone. Now, since you said it started that long ago, you would think that. Okay. But I'm here to tell you that's not true. And that's the thing that has kept us separated today as the body of Christ. Because if you look at it, it's the teaching. This is why you got us in the body of Christ called by these different names. I didn't say different offices. See, God has different offices in the body, but we're called by different names, okay? Well, you say, well, hey, well, you know, there are different names in the Bible. They're called. Yeah, describe the Christian what he's supposed to be, but not names like Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, not that, okay? And since we're called these names, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, these names, quote, is based on the teachings, okay? That's what we have to get down to the root of. See, we're telling people, or we're telling the world, let's put it this way, that we all serve the same God and that we're one. But actuality, that's not true, okay? Because when you get down to the root of what makes Episcopalian Episcopalian, what makes a Baptist a Baptist, what makes a Methodist Methodist? The teaching, okay? The teaching. And so these names are based on the teachings, okay? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 3, they asked Jesus, they said, about his elders, why do they transgress, why your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? They wash not their hands when they eat bread. Jesus said in verse 3, but he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die to death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And see, that's the other thing that infiltrated the church. Men came in teaching what? Traditions and commandments of men. And the people took it hook, line, and sinker. And get this now, these are people that was coming pretending to be of God, okay? Just like the Pharisees and Sadducees. They act like they was of God, but they wasn't.
Amen.
And they had their traditions and their commandments, okay? And if you go by their way, Jesus said, hey, they make you a child of hell, okay? So the stuff that they was showing you and teaching, okay? Well, see, this is the same thing that happened with the infiltration of the early church. Now, I want to read a couple more teachings that came forth. Now, one of them is called Eutychianism. That's Eutychianism. Now, it comes from the teachings of one named Eutychus, who was a 5th century leader of a monastery in Constantinople. Okay? Now, he taught that Jesus wasn't fully divine or fully human. He taught that Jesus' humanity was essentially dissolved or obliterated by his divine nature. Okay? He believed that both natures were changed to some degree, which resulted in a third nature being formed. Yeah, you hear all this. Denied the deity of Christ. And was even talking like Jesus was not even subject to, for example, didn't the Bible tell us Jesus lay down and went to sleep? When Jesus took on this body of flesh, he was subject to tiredness, okay? He had to go to sleep.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, it's this kind of teachings right here. Once again, they infiltrate the church, and the people start taking it on. Now, the next one is called Nestorianism, 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 okay? This came about in the 5th century, named after Nestorius. Now, he teaches that Christ exists as two persons sharing one body. He said Jesus had two natures, so therefore it was two persons, okay? Now, remember, Mary Baker Eddy, when me and my brother did on Christian Science, remember she was trying to divide and said there was a Jesus and there was a Christ. Okay? Amen. Like I told y'all before, when you really examine these religions today, find out what they believe, you can trace it back to what? These teachings that came out that infiltrated what? The church.
Amen.
They've just been given different names. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, what made it worse, not just so much of these teachings that came forth, it's when the people start accepting them. And the dangerous thing today, many of God's people are accepting these teachings. You know why? Because they would not study the word for themselves. Number two, they have no interest in knowing the word for themselves. Amen.
Amen.
Now, some of you may get upset at what I said. You might be saying I'm judging you. You can go ahead and say it all you want to. The proof is in the pudding. The action
Amen.
Speaks in the words. The word speaks. That's where the action lies. Okay?
Yeah.
Amen. People, you know, let's get people. Some in the body of Christ, because let's get real about this. When it comes to learning the word of God, you got to make time. When you start keep making excuses like, I sure want to learn the word of God. I'm going to get in it when I get all my business together. You got this thing backwards, okay? The word is supposed to come forth and your business is supposed to come after that, okay?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Now, some of y'all, it's a tough pill to swallow. Once again, you might get mad. You might just click the thing on me just a minute ago. But we got to get real with this.
And
Amen.
Many is going to be infiltrated in this day and time because they did not take the time to know the Lord through his word. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Because this thing is going to come down to a personal revelation about Christ.
Yes.
And
yes.
See, you're going to, glory to God, hallelujah. Mm. See, this is how the church was infiltrated with these teachings. Besides the people just turning, okay, when God says study to show thyself approved, he wasn't just talking to the ministry.
Amen.
He was talking to everyone that is a born-again believer.
Yes.
You sitting in the house talking about, I can't learn that because my pastor ain't here. What you mean? You mean to tell me you got the word in the house and you ain't going to study it because your pastor? Now, don't get me wrong. That's part of your pastor's job to teach you the word. But see, God requires a balanced study. Your study in the service, your study at the house. That's what he requires, okay? Because if we just put it all one way, we're making God one way. If we say all your studies to come when you come to service, then we'll be putting God just, okay, God just going to be there at the service. He ain't showing up at your house. He's going to just show up at the service. Don't go home and study. You go home and study, he ain't there. No, that ain't true.
Amen.
That just simply is not true.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory.
Yes.
And the people being infiltrated today, just like it was in the early church.
Yes.
All these, and you would say to yourself, man, they should know better than that to believe that there was two Jesuses and you know, but you would think people know better, but guess what? They ain't in the word.
Amen.
I have talked to some people who claim to be church. When you start talking about the word, you lose them. They just had this look on their face like, I really wish you'd hurry up so I can go. You know, I've talked to some like that. Oh, they'll say God in a minute. Say God about 50 times in a conversation. But when you start really getting down to discussing the word, you can see the interest leave them. You can see, people, it's plain as day. You can fake it as long as you can, like you want to, but guess what? You're going to be exposed. I'm telling you, I've seen it. When you get in the word with them, they interest leaves. They're looking all over the room while you're talking. Their eyes going to the left, to the right, behind you, all that, okay? And now you're picking up the hint like, I might as well just shut this down because they really ain't paying no attention. Amen. This ain't just happening when you meet them out in the walk. This is happening even in the service. Even in the Sunday school, even in the Bible study, you can tell there's no interest, okay? And see, these teachings is not just any kind of teaching. These are teachings that will lead you to destruction, okay? These are teachings that when you're denying the deity of Jesus. And see, these teachings coming in, and see, now these teachers start appealing to the people's flesh, and they like it. Oh, I like it. I like it. See, that's why we will hire a pastor, because pastor preaches and teaches what we like, not what's true, okay?
Yes.
What we like, that's what we like about him. He teaches, that's what he does. He teaches, oh, hey, ain't nothing wrong with drinking a little Hennessy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Getting a little bumpy face. Yeah, hey, God wants you to have joy.
Have a little fun there.
Get a little tipsy on the weekend. It's okay, long as you're in the house. God understands. All that kind of stuff. You know, people think that stuff is not being justified, but it is. It is.
Amen.
I heard ministers. They at a point of justification. They're just about justifying. You can get drunk. Get drunk. Go ahead. God wants you to have fun. You like, what? Yeah, go ahead. Jesus loves you. See, we're going to carry the Jesus love you message. We're going to use it to justify everything. I'm telling you, they already started.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The news reporters are coming to these ministers who won't stand, But the Jesus Love Everybody minister, that's who they coming to. So when they say, hey, what do you think? This lady, so-and-so, she's married another lady. And they say they love each other. What do you think about it, Pastor?
Well, I believe God just loves everybody. You know, he cares for everybody. He loves everybody.
But, Pastor, that is not what I asked. I asked, what do you think about it?
I think that, you know, we shouldn't judge people. And you know, he just loved people.
See, we're going to take that message, and we're going to use it to justify everything. We're going to use it to justify stealing, being on crack, homosexuality, everything. Watch. It's already growing. It's growing. Why?
Yes.
Because many of the Christians have become scared.
Amen.
Scared. We got a big business going on here in church. Man, we just built a big giant building with the money we got in.
Yes.
Man, we got sinners given to us, man. You want us to get up there and tell us how fornication wrong, man? You making us cut our money off. We can't have that, okay?
Amen.
We got to keep this thing going, okay?
Amen.
Yeah, I know the man brought this teaching in the church that there's nothing wrong with just shacking and living together. Yeah, but see, God loves everybody. So, hey, you know, I'm telling you, that's where you can see it. If as a Christian, if you ain't looking and spending time with God, you ain't seeing it, something wrong. If you ain't seeing how that the people, quote, in the church or who's supposed to be among the body have started turning to the point where now to stay in agreement with the world, they're justifying sin. If you're not seeing that happening, it's something wrong. It's something wrong because they doing it right dead in the open.
Right in the open. That's right. That's right.
In the open. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then on top of that, we calling organizations that are ungodly, we calling them Christian. We letting the people, here's the thing about it too, where we so scared of back in the corner. We letting the people call a Christian organization, and you know what we doing? We shut up. We just shut up. We don't say nothing. We letting them call Jehovah Witness. We letting them call Masonics. We letting them call, this is the Christian organization, the Masonry. What? And what are we doing? As Brother Lee said, silence of the lamb. We just sit back. And so the devil go, well, hey, I think I'll come out with a little bit more because, you know, they like a ostrich. They got their head in the sand. They backed up in the corner hiding. I think I'll drop a little bit more on them. The guy, I use the name God with this and that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See the man, these teachers that rose up in the time with the early church and infiltrated the early church, these were people that were even saying they was of God, okay?
Yeah.
They were saying they was of God, coming in with these ridiculous teachings.
Yes.
Infiltrating the people, just like what, today? Exactly like today. Okay,
man.
And some of the people in the church is believing it because a person coming up to them and said, you know, God told me. What God tell you?
God told me that the Virgin Mary is God.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that. I've been in church 30 years. I didn't know that. And you think some people ain't saying that? Listen. People been in that 25, 30 years. Why haven't you grown? And now the devil has sniffed it out. He said, oh, no, they ain't. I don't smell no strong word with them. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to send some folks their way. Talk some yang-yang. Put a little honey on it. Let it sound good to their ears. And watch they take it. And sure enough.
Yep.
Sure enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the believers that really standing is speaking out on the streets and preaching, oh, they're called rebels. They're evil. They're bad. Stay away from them. You know, the ones that are telling you to repent. Okay. The people say, oh, no, don't get around them. Stay away from them. Don't invite them to the church.
Amen.
They start teaching commandments
of men, just like today.
That's right.
Commandments of men. You want to make them upset? Just go to them and say, hey, you say your church believe this. Why can't I find that in scripture? Okay. Now you got the water boiling on the stove now, buddy. You got the water boiling on the stove. You start getting up in that. Like I told y'all, we'll come together in prayer. When it comes to Bible study, to a degree, but we ain't going too deep. We're not going to go too deep together. I'm talking about everybody that's proclaiming to be Christian. We're not going too deep together in Bible study. Amen. Why? Because my name is going to come up. Remember, I told you, the name reflects the teaching. My name is going to come up of what I am. Okay? So you go to start talking about speaking in tongues and with the fear of the Holy Ghost, I tell you, hey, listen, I'm a Baptist. We don't believe that. Okay? I'm a traditional Baptist. We don't believe that. Okay? Amen. Well, people, you can say amen or oh me anyhow, you know. But that's the word. That's the truth. We're divided. And this is why, and see, these teachings, they're infiltrated. So now we got all these different names that we're called. And now the son of man just confused. He just like, okay, who do I join? Why would he have to ask that question? He shouldn't have to. Not if we all Christians. He shouldn't have to ask that question. Who I join? I mean, I know all y'all say you're Christians, but it looks like it's some difference with y'all. Who I go to? Would I go to one and make the other man? More or less, many times, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Because we're so divided. And now, this time, even our choirs are competing against one another.
Yes,
do you hear that?
Yes.
Competing against one another for money. And, quote, get this, for bragging rights. Well, wait a minute. I ain't seen that nowhere in Scripture.
Best choir.
The angels of Michael was battling the angels of Gabriel and singing, and Michael came out on top because he's the archangel. You don't read nothing like that.
Oh, no.
You don't read nothing about no competition in heaven. What kind of competition?
Amen.
Which angel can fly the fastest? You don't read nothing about that. No. But see, down here on earth, we got, we're competing. And you had, quote, gospel singers competing during this pandemic, all on YouTube.
Yeah.
So-and-so going against so-and-so, quote, big name gospel star going against one another in sync. With gospel song, what kind of stuff is that?
Amen.
I'd rather do secular rap and go against a secular rapper than sit up there and be competing against somebody with gospel song. No. See, you showing where your mind at, and you showing your way of thinking. God is not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that.
Amen.
Amen. And so these teachings come in and infiltrate the church, and that's another reason, and we'll be getting to that in another series, Lord say the same, especially about the time of the Reformation and when all these churches, quote, came out from the Roman Catholic Church, we'll bring up some names there, okay? And, you know, we won't bring up those names because, why? As we talk about this series, not only are we showing you about what happened to the early church, but we also showing you why there's a need for restoration.
Yeah.
Among who? The body of Christ. See, God got to get the body of Christ right first. That's why the people can't come in the flood groves. Why? Because the body of Christ messed up.
Amen.
They run up in here, we liable to run them back out. Okay? They come up here, hey, what is this? That's why when you talk to a sinner that don't want to get saved, what is one of his favorite lines? What I need to go to church for, they doing like I'm doing. That's one of the favorite lines. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They'll tell you in a minute. What am I joining church for? Church for doing what I'm doing. And you can't sit there and argue with them, okay, cuz they're telling you the truth. All day you can tell, say, listen, well, you know what? Church folks can't save you. Okay? So I'm just going to let you know that right now while you're looking at the church folk. But the other thing, what they're saying is true. Okay? They're telling you the truth on that. And that, can't dispute that. Okay? But once again, amen, they got to know that the church folks can't save. So you got all these different teachings that's going on. Like I said, we don't want y'all to think just because they came up in the 3rd and the 4th and the 5th and the 6th century that these things are over with. They still exist today, people. This is one of the reasons why, once again, you see us all scattered out in the body of Christ, okay? And we're called all these different names because the teaching, okay?
Amen.
That's what makes you a Methodist. That's what makes you a Baptist. That's what makes you a Pentecostal. Or the Episcopalian. It's the teaching. Okay? Right.
Amen.
Down to it.
Right.
And you know what? In the body of Christ as a whole, we won't bring that up. We won't say that. We won't tell that.
Nope.
We won't come out and say, well, you know, we different in teaching. You know, we just are different teaching. Because, see, when you start saying that, you got to explain, well, hey, I thought y'all was supposed to be one. You know? What do you mean you're different than teacher? I thought y'all was supposed to be one. Why are you saying that? Then you got to go around after saying that and answer, is God pleased with these different teachers? Oh, we don't want to do that. Too much hot water, okay? Too much Bugs Bunny. A big, a big, a big, a big. That's what we'd be doing, okay?
Amen.
That's exactly what we'd be doing. Is God pleased with this? Yeah, that's all we can say. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And if we don't want to tell that, then we're going to have to tell why God favored, quote, us over the other Christians. Amen. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But, yeah, we don't want to. But that's what we're, and like I said, these kind of teachings, once again, you would say to yourself, man, that stuff is obvious. They should have known there's something wrong with that. No, everybody don't. Okay?
Amen.
You got it. Don't underestimate. Don't glorify the devil. But at the same time, don't underestimate your enemy. Because
yeah, he
know how to bring some slick, cunning, smooth words and use it through the mouth of people.
Yes, he does.
Okay? To a point that if you're not really in that word, you'll start going, hey, there might be some truth to that. Huh. Yeah, Jesus, he really was an illusion. You know, we ain't never seen him with our own eyes, so that might be true. He might have been an illusion. He might have been a phantasm. See, you'll start thinking, if you ain't in that word and believe the word of God, you'll start taking on stuff like that.
Amen.
Because some of these religions got some teachings, man, and they so smooth, I'm going to tell you, with their teaching, that you'll be like, man, you know, the way they put it, man, I don't think it's true. But see, if you knew the word, you'll go, come on, man. No. Uh-uh. Even with
Amen.
Their books, when they twist the word from the Bible. In the beginning was the word with God, and the word was a God, little G. Now, if you didn't know the word of God, and you looked at that, you'll go, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense because Jesus is called God, but you have to see how they write it. A God, then a little g. So Jesus has to be the little g God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And people are calling it a Christian organization.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying? A Christian organization. Amen. With those teachings. And some of the Christians have accepted it. Amen. Some Christians have accepted it. They have accepted, first of all, in the name of peace. Oh, we got to be at peace with everybody. We got to love everybody. So they said, well, we just, you know, accept a little something for the sake of love. No, God didn't tell you to do that. Okay? Never told you to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. My brother and I will be back Saturday, 6 to 6:30, 30-minute broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And I'm going to ask my brother, if you would, to offer up a closing prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, even as we put these words, O Lord God, hallelujah, into the ears and the minds of the people, Lord God, even as we speak these words, Lord God, Father, let the people, Lord Jesus, understand, Lord God. Let them, hallelujah, receive light, illumination, understanding, O Lord God, wisdom of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, put this together in their minds, O Lord God, and give them, Lord God, the right dividing of your word, O Lord God, of your word, of your knowledge, of your understanding, Lord Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We believe, Lord God, that your word is true, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That your word is true, Lord God, and that the world, Lord God, as we know it, Lord God, has gone astray from your word, Lord Jesus. Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
And that church that claimed to be your church is not your church, O Lord God. Lord God,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb, Lord God, and they're doing great damage. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. The great damage to the real body, Lord God of Christ, Lord Jesus. But they are not the body of Christ, but they pretend to be the body of Christ, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them be revealed, Lord God. Let them be uncovered, Lord God. Let them be exposed, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. As we expose them, Lord God, let them be exposed, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Let the gospel of Christ, Jesus, the Lamb of God, and his word uncover them. In Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your kingdom, Lord God. And for, hallelujah, for your knowledge and for your wisdom, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Keep all those, Lord God, that's tuned in, Lord Jesus, to this station, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, and bring them back again, O Lord God, that they may gather more of your word into their minds, souls, and spirits. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God once again for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, heart to heart, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m., as well as on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And once again, also on Saturday night, my brother and I will be back 6 to 6:30, 30-minute broadcast, as we come with part 7 Saturday night, of evil teachings. So once again, we thank God for the word of God. As for Brother Robert Gross, as Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.